expects that at least the SUNA will have details about how the government will at least productively ease the tight liquidity. You know, everybody is virtually complaining about not having money in our pockets, and I think that is very, very important. It just becomes very unproductive. Business people, traders, and what have you, expect patronage from the population. And as a matter of fact, if our services, goods, and production are not patronized, it makes life and the economy not too pleasant. We would expect the president to do this favor unto the nation, probably give us a cause why this tight liquidity. More particularly, we know how the nation has drowned in corruption and how it will be salvaged from this corruption. The Auditor General Department, you know, is virtually coming out to seek a mandate, prosecute culprits for recovery of sums. The president will expect to give us a detailed breakdown, you know, as to what is actually happening. It is not enough telling the nation there has been so much corruption and that the country is drowning in corruption. We know the government has already taken very bold steps, particularly in instituting the, you know, Special Prosecutor's Office. That is great indeed. Apart from that, you know, still on liquidity, I would suggest that at least we link up the rollout of government employment and revenue-generating programs with the community. Community is virtually not being part at all of government rollout of programs. We hope that this also does not become a centralized program. The rollout must go into the nooks and crannies of the country. We want a more dwelling on the economy that will make it more productive as far as the National Democratic Party is concerned.
General Secretary of the NDP, Mohammed Frimpong.